Good morning, everyone. We are excited. So we are live, Jean-Philippe and I, for the podcast, Developing the Leader Within You 2.0. No, it's the podcast, Les Millionnaires des Diamants. But we are talking about that book, and we are at the chapter about the vision. So today we're going to talk about how can we have a vision for ourselves, okay? And how can we develop that vision? Because as you know, we have to hone our own vision and we have to hone our own dream. I just remember that when, you know, let's say 50 years ago, when you have to choose your profession, okay? Usually it's your family, they are going to decide for your profession. So let's say your father was a lawyer, okay? So they are going to decide, yes, Sylvain, you are going to be a lawyer, okay? Or a doctor, or I don't know, you're going to work on the farm, okay? So as you know, that vision has to come from you, that dream has to come from you, okay? But when you don't own it, you know, it's going to be a life of misery, okay? Because you don't like what you are doing and you are not convinced that you are doing the great things. So we have a beautiful song in French. It's called I Would Like to Be an Artist, okay? It's a businessman and his dream, it's, you know, he dreamed all his life to become an artist, to sing and to do theater or I don't know. And, you know, he's a businessman. Successful businessman, but, you know, he is, let's say, unhappy with that. Okay, so we asked to own our own dreams. So I'm going to give you a parallel, okay? So when someone else, you live someone else's dreams and when you are living your own dreams. So when you are living someone else's dreams, it will not have the right fit to you, okay? But when you are owning your own dream, it will feel good on you. It's like when you wear, let's say, legging, okay, Monique? When I'm wearing legging, it's the perfect fit for me, okay? Because this is how I am designed. Yes! Okay? When you don't own your dream, it's going to be a weight on your shoulder. Otherwise, it's going to provide wings to your spirit. It's going to drain your energy instead of fire you up. It's going to put you on to sleep. Otherwise, when you own your own dream, it's going to keep you up at night. It gets you out of your strength zone. In contrast, it's going to take you out of your comfort zone. And it will require others to make you do it. At the opposite, it will feel that you were made for it. So, when you are going to achieve a dream or a vision, unless it's not yours, okay, it's going to be very difficult. And when you don't buy in that vision and you don't hone it, it's going to be difficult to sell. So it's just for me, okay, I will never sell another product, okay? Sometimes I think, okay, maybe I'm deciding I'm going to change I decide I'm not doing Tupperware anymore. What can I do? Okay, I'm going to sell cars. Not. Okay, I just went to the dealership a couple days ago and I said, oh my God, never I will sell car because I don't like this attitude. I don't like this environment. So, of course, no. So if I am in that position, I have to, let's say, feed my family. I won't feel good, okay? I won't feel energized. So for me, it's not something that I want to do. So when you have to have a vision, okay, but it's not yours, okay, and you are put in that position, so John Maxwell say, okay, you are going to have very difficulties to sell that vision to the people, and probably you are there, you have a title, okay? That means you are not a real leader, but you are a positional leader, okay? Because you don't, you cannot bring your people with your vision, okay? So today we are going to, John Maxwell say, and we decide we are going to cover this. So how can we help define our vision, okay, if we don't have a vision to, let's say, inspire our team, okay? So number one, he said, look within you, okay? What do you feel with that vision, okay? So I'm curious, what brings you passion for you, okay? What brings you fire, okay, inside of you? What helps you, let's say, to keep you up at night, okay? What are your passions? So we have our beautiful book, so we launch. So this is the one in French, but we have the English one. It's Confidence Unlock. Yeah, Confidence Unlock. So 10 steps to reach $1 million of sales, okay? And we have a beautiful diagram here. And I don't know if you start doing it, but we ask you, what are your passion, okay? So, because it's important to do what you like to do, okay? So what are my passion? I say, I like to learn, I like to travel, I like to cook, I like music, I like to read, I like to personal development, I like animals, I like personal finance, okay? So those are my passion, okay? When I'm working in those area, I'm feeling good. I love what I do. I'm curious, Jean-Philippe, what are your passion?
Yes, the one that I first identify is I love to learn. So I'm reading a lot. I'm reading book about personal development. I love creativity. I love to create some tools. I love to create protocol for people, like to make my job easier. I love to travel, obviously. I love to cook and I love to eat and discover actually what is like came from other country. I love technology. I love history. So that's the reason why I love also to travel. So I just discovered with all my passion that they are all related to what I'm doing right now in the job that I am in.
Yeah. So we are lucky because thanks, we are doing what we love. Okay, but how many people, they don't do what they love? Okay, I just remember I had some colleagues. Unfortunately, she passed away. Okay, so but I'm always thinking about this. My God, this girl was not happy. And can you imagine? She will do it for 35 years because at the end, there's a reward. You're going to have a pension, okay? So people, they are counting the days. They are marking on the desk, on the le tableau, I don't know.
The chalkboard.
Chalkboard. How many days left before the end of the year, okay? So when I was a teacher, so I said, oh my God, me, I quit, but I love it, okay? But I decided to quit. I'm going to do something else. But you know, when you work in your passion, so it's going to be so much easier. So we have that book and we have that exercise. It's so good. How do you call the sweet spot, right? So it's your passion, your talent, your abilities, and the sweet spot, it's in the middle of the three. So when you are on your, let's say on your X, on your sweet spot, so you are at the best place. So I encourage you to buy that book and the exercise book, because you are going to discover what is your sweet spot. Okay, so when you are working with your passion, okay, it's going to help you to move mountain. So Winston Churchill, as you remember, he was the prime minister of Great Britain. So when it was World War II, okay, he has the darkest hour, you know, he has to inspire his people, he have to take a big decision, okay, and he have this quote. So he said, before you can move their tears of your people, your own must flow. To convince them, you must yourself believe. So you have to have your vision, your mission inside of you, because it's so important. And when it comes outside of you, it's not gonna it's not gonna work, okay? So we always say bigger the vision, little obstacle is. So when you start, let's say our MLM, so some people start and they say, oh, of course, I just want to equip myself. Guess what? They are just going to equip themselves, because when they are going to, let's say, ask her sister and she say, oh, don't bother me with those products. Okay, so she's not going to have the courage to ask someone else because she just wants to equip herself. But if she wants to, let's pay a $300 debt, okay? So when she's going to receive 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no, she's not going to have the courage to continue. But if she have the vision that, let's say, I'm going to replace my salary, okay? So now the vision is bigger. So the obstacle will be smaller, okay? Because the vision, it's big. So you must have a big conviction of your vision and where you are going to, where you are going. So B, now this vision needs to come from you, need to take roots in you. You should articulate this vision easily and clearly. So of course, when we ask you, what is your mission? Okay, you have to know what to say, what to answer. So when we start with the vision, let's say with Tupperware. Okay, so we say we help people to save time, save money, eat healthier. Okay, but if you define your own mission, okay, you're gonna articulate it easily and you can explain it easily. So when I was a teacher, okay, I saw one of my colleagues. She was a pedagogical consultant, and she came to my classes every, let's say, month, and she come with for my kids, she came to work with books, okay, literacy, okay, for youth, okay. And I was looking at her and I said, oh my God, this is the job I want, this is what I want to do it. So I applied to that position, so a pedagogical consultant, and I was hired, and I was so happy. I said, okay, I'm going to do something that I like. But I learned that no, this is not my mandate, okay? So she is doing this, but I was like the only teacher she was working with, okay, with that. My mission was to go to the school and, let's say, to present the new program, the new politic of the government. And as you know, this is not something very inspiring, something very fun, because when you are there with those teachers, they are like that, okay? They are very close mind, and they are not happy, they don't want to change, okay? So it's very difficult to move their way to do the job, okay? So it was very difficult, and as you know, sometimes I was not convinced that's the good things to do, but I have no choice. This is my job. I have to sell something that I'm not believing in it. So it was tough. So I stay for 2 years, and then I say, okay, no, this is not something I like, because I don't carry that vision inside me. What I like to do is, you know, working with literacy. So I'm going to go teach again, and I'm going to apply what I like, okay, in my classroom, okay, and what is best for the kids, okay. So the vision, you have to have deep conviction of your vision, okay. And see, the vision comes from within, possess the weight, okay, needed to something, to do something significant, okay. So when the vision originate from within the person, okay, it's going to carry a sense of purpose, a motivation, and it's going to help you to, let's say, to work, okay? So when you are really convinced that this is the vision, Okay, you're gonna feel that weight is going to impact others, okay? And you are going to impact the world around you, okay? It's going to inspire, let's say, your consultant, your manager, everyone, your customer. So this is what you have to define your vision. And I know, Jean-Philippe, you work in the movement of the cadets, and I know you have an example to share with us about the vision that you are, it's important to choose your vision.
Yes. So I've been working for a long period of time in the cadet program. I did all my years as a cadet. I enrolled myself in the Canadian Army Force, like to be in charge of the cadet program. And what I did realize is my trajectory was like went really well. Like I had the privilege to get some position where usually it's older captain, people with more experience. But the way I've been working and like being in different position, I got the privilege to be in those positions. So in my mind, I thought myself that, okay, maybe my journey is to get me working at the general unit that they call, like general unit for the cadets in Saint-Jean-Richelieu. So that's what I thought myself that my trajectory should be, because the way they were showing us all of the different position and how you can really impact the program is by having those position. But at some point, what I did realize, the reason why I said, okay, I like the program is because during all the years I was actually working at my cadet corps unit, and I was really like actually working with the kids, working with the teenager, and really enjoying those moments. So I felt connected. And during the summer camp, the reason why I had the vision that I have and I was able like to actually really help the kids, it's because the rest of the year I was actually working with them. But what those people were trying to sell me is, right now, you cannot really make a difference on the kids because you're not in a position of leadership. But I thought myself, when I look at them, when they were taking decision, in my mind, the only thing that I was telling myself is those decisions are so disconnect from our reality. How could they think that they take the best decision? And they say, well, we consult a lot of people, but they were not living our reality on like just meeting our kids 3 hours a week. So they were trying to sell me a vision. And at first I thought myself that this is the position that I want to have. This is the position where I want to be because this is the position where I can impact the most people. So I've been like sell a vision that at first I bought, but with my experience, I discovered that actually, okay, this vision is not for me. This vision is not really what I want, because the real place where right now I can make a difference is if I stay connected, like to the field, I stay connected with the cadets, with those teenagers, because I can talk to them, even if I'm the commanding officer of the cadet unit. Like, I am really connected. So that's the moment I realized, okay, do we really have like that influence in that program? Even if I get a position, if I get a rank, a higher rank, that's the moment I realized that this vision that they're trying to sell us, like, is not the one that it fits with me, because I am not connected with the field. I am not connected with the ground. So starting like I think it was in 2014, 2015, I realized that, okay, I need to find something else, because right now this vision is not the one that I own. It's not the one for me. It's not the one that I feel. So I started asking myself, how can I find a place that actually would give me the opportunity to really realize my vision and what I want for my family, what I want for myself. And this is at that moment that actually my MLM crossed my road, crossed my path, and it actually changed. But it's by realizing that, okay, the vision that I've been sell is not the one for me, is not the one that I own, and it's not the one that fits actually with.
Value, our vision, our passion. Okay, otherwise we are going to be malheureux.
Sad.
Unhappy. Yes. All right. Okay. So I want to tell you. So when I joined Tupperware, so it was for the extra $1,000. Okay. So I have that vision already that I want to, you know, travel the world. I want to pay two times a year. So I start for that $1,000. And then I saw my friend Pauline at that moment, Annie, Marie-Josée, Kim, Julie. They were earning $100,000. And I say, oh my God, this is a lot of money for me. I was earning, let's say, $40,000, $45,000 as a teacher. And this is why I decide, okay, maybe I should do more, okay? So so I continue with Tupperware. So, and I change in my kitchen, you know, the way I was cooking, the way I was keeping my food, okay? The way I am organizing. And I see the difference and I say, oh my God, I love it. Okay, maybe my friend should do the same. Maybe my sister should do the same. Okay, so we start now to sell, you know, the conviction that, you know, you can save money, you can eat healthier, you can save time when you are organized in your kitchen. I was bringing my lunch at school and people look at my lunch and say, oh my God, this is so good. Oh my God, you make your muffin. Oh my God, you make your havel sauce. Oh my God, okay, you make your whole yogurt. Okay, so you know, you can have an impact on people and they start doing, let's say, the same in their way. Okay. So, and then I decide, okay, I'm going to do it for full time. So I quit my teaching position. And when COVID hit, for me, it was very hard because, you know, I was believing in my mission. Okay. I am here to help save time, save money, eat healthier. In the party, we cook for people. They are smiling. They're having fun. We felt that the hostess was happy to have all those gifts. And then COVID hit, and now we have to do online sales. Okay, but you know, I don't. The mission for me was not the same. The vision was not the same. Okay, now I am trying to do my figures while selling draws. For me, it doesn't compute, okay? Because I have that vision that I am helping people and then I'm selling draws. So for me, it was very hard, okay? I don't feel that the connection with the people. So I have to, and now we are selling, let's say, a bottle because she's exclusive. We're going to sell three times the price that it's supposed to be. And I was not feeling in accordance with my value at that time, okay? And it was not something that I liked. And sometimes I was thinking, oh my God, I don't know what I'm doing here, okay? But I just keep continue because sometimes you are going to have, let's say, a revelation later, okay? And for me, in a power hour one day, so Maria, talk about the mission. And for me, it was like a ha-ha moment. I decide, oh my God, you know what? My vision, okay, it's going to, I want to help people to pay themselves first, okay? And I want people that they are going to put their hands in the kitchen, okay? They are doing things, their meals, and they're going to save a lot, and they are going to keep that money for themselves, for their family, for their dreams, okay? And I want everyone to be debt-free. I want everyone to have money to choose rather than suffer, okay? Let's say you want, your kids want to play hockey, okay? You're not going to say, oh no, you're going to do soccer because you have no money to, you know, pay for the hockey because it's so expensive, okay? But, you know, I want people, they can choose, okay, rather than suffer. If the kids want to, let's say, play hockey, okay, we can offer this to you, okay? So my vision comes clearer, and it's better. So now I feel that I am connected with my head, with my heart. My vision is clear. Okay. I'm here to help people to make more money in their pockets. So let's say for my consultant or my clients, okay, I want them to keep that money for themselves and not encouraging every company, okay, before paying themselves. Okay, they have to pay themselves first, and then if they want to buy something after that, okay, it's good. So, you know, when you are connected, it's so much easier and you feel that you can make really a difference in the life of others. All right. So thanks again for joining us today. So tomorrow we are going to continue for the chapter on the vision. So thanks everyone. We're going to see you soon. Bye for now.